Well, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And greetings from the saints, the volunteers, over 100 now from Mission Central. Yes, our campus is a barn in the hills of western Iowa. Yes, the land right around there is cash rented out to the farmers, and that keeps our overhead down so that all of your gifts and support go right to these missionaries of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. My colleague, Daryl Missionary Gary, 75 years young, is just like you. He's not normal, meaning, yeah, like a faithful layman pastor takes me out behind the barn once in a while and rips me and says, work harder, work harder, work harder. It's okay, saints, to keep us pastors in line and keep us working together with you in the Lord's mission, focused on the Lord Jesus. You know, many people do not realize, of course, they're not going to find milk cows in the barn. They're going to find artifacts from all over the world brought back from missionaries, not tourist stuff, but there they get tours. Like yesterday, three missionaries from Korea and also from Latin America, Dominican Republic, and another missionary family from China, Hong Kong, and a free meal. But they're all there not to see the barn or see me or Gary. They're there to hear what the Lord Jesus is doing through these sent ones around the world. Many of the saints do not know that over the last few years that there's been a doubling of the number of missionaries around the world. So we get tons of school kids and school buses. We have a little creation theater just up at Mission Central because we want to start there to tell the story of Genesis 1:1, that God has created the heavens and the earth and the life like animals help us to do that very thing. We move from the creation theater into the stories of the missionaries, and here's just a picture of the regional teams and the children and spouses from Latin America and Africa and also from Asia, where half the population of the world is, and India and places like China and Indonesia, and then Eurasia, where my family and I, we served for 16 years, 8 in the Russian-speaking world, and then based out of Frankfurt am Main, Germany, where we led the Eurasia team to tell people about Jesus. I have a wonderful friend actually here all the way from Germany, Urs Ruskis from Trinity International Congregation. Way there, Urs. Wonderful. He came to see what in the world's going on here at St. Paul and to see our family. Talk about what the Lord's doing around the world. If you're wondering if you're being deployed or sent to, or going on a vacation or somewhere, you wonder if there's missionaries in that country, go on our little website, missioncentral.us, and you'll see a list of the missionaries and countries. Some are not listed there, of course, that are working in some majority other religious world or places where it might be at their harm's way to be listed on the website. But then you can do old school and pick up my card there in the back of the church and pick up the phone and call. But I don't know about you. Maybe some of your memories, great memories, come from an old dirt road. Any of you have memories from an old dirt road? You're like, oh, yeah. You know, it was just last week out in Colorado. I said, okay, a rocky road. Yeah, they raised their hands. But the memories, that's the little farm I was talking about in western Nebraska. Never in a world would I thought that God could have used me in his mission. But he uses everyone, each of you, young and old, in his mission. You know, I kind of giggled. My kids look at that picture, you know, this flood irrigation. This is old school farming. And my daughters say, Dad, whatever happened to all that blonde hair? And I say, well, that's what happens after, you know, 45, 47 years. Things start to change. But aren't we glad that the gospel of Jesus Christ does not change? You know, as we think about this text today, many of you maybe have been here in this place. It's your hometown. And yet, you're not finding it easy to share Jesus. You're not alone. Maybe there's a lot of people coming and going. They're here just on a short time. Maybe society's a little more critical. Or they're wondering, what's going on behind these walls? Well, you're not alone. Look again, if you've got your Bible there on page 841. You know, Jesus went on his way. He's in his hometown. The disciples were with him. He wasn't alone. It was a Sabbath day. He was teaching. And the people said, isn't this just Mary's son? And they just saw him as so human, they didn't recognize him as God. And maybe some people today see the congregation here and your work and your daily life, and so they're starting to miss Jesus. My point in sharing this is look at Jesus' situation. You know, even the Son of God, the Word become flesh, the God-man, was shocked at their unbelief. Verse 6, it says, Jesus, he marveled because of their unbelief. In fact, in that dark place, in that section of town, the people that were talking to him, it was so difficult, so dark, that it was hard for him even to do mighty works there. Except he laid his hand on a few sick people, and even in the midst of rejection, showed them the grace and the mercy of God. We are called to do likewise. You know, I think about this area, that's the red there, what we call Eurasia, Europe, former Soviet Union, people down in the Muslim majority world in Turkey and way out to Kyrgyzstan and Kazakhstan, and even a unit out in Mongolia. And, you know, the saints in that time had Christianity there in Russia for 1,000 years, but you see what happens when a godless government, when a community rejects Christ. 1917, you know, the Bolshevik Revolution, and they took the largest Lutheran church, a beautiful Lutheran church, Christian church, the largest one in St. Petersburg, Russia, and turned it into a swimming pool. Boy, did the saints ever marvel at the unbelief of communists, atheists. It had to have been so hard for them, and maybe you've bumped into them too, to see that a whole political institution could consider Jesus as a joke. But notice, Jesus doesn't stop there. Notice that text. Remember, when you're shocked by how you're treated as a follower of Jesus, or when you're singing praise, if the community rejects you, Jesus didn't stop there. He went among the villages teaching. He continued in his mission to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ around the world. When I think of veteran missionaries, and it's so helpful with the young teams and new missionaries, many in their first assignment, I think of retired Lieutenant Colonel Herb Birch and his wonderful wife, Marky. And you can read more about them. They're from the Midwest here, and they've been serving around the world so faithfully for years. And most recently, they helped some young teams in the country of Peru. Now, when I first thought of Peru, I've never been to Peru. Has anybody been to Peru? I've never been there. I thought, this tiny little country. Not true. You saw on that map, when it's laid over the Midwest, it actually stretches from North Dakota to the Gulf. And when I thought of Peru, I also thought, are there any people in Peru? I thought it's kind of mountainous, like this picture. Oh, there's people. And you know the history, why, and the conflict there. The city, Lima, Peru, the second largest city in the world, built on a desert, second to Cairo, Egypt, Lima, Peru, 10 plus million people. And now you know why these missionaries were sent there. It's to tell the people about Jesus. You know, look at the storefronts, and you see in these next two, three pictures, the work. They thought, Lord, would you just provide one church there? And oh, he didn't just provide one. There's five spread across the city. And Herb and Marky, as they trained up the team, a young missionary, Nichelle Dikema, in fact, I think, yeah, there's her picture from a town in Idaho. She's there, and you think, well, why is Nichelle there? A person with a professional degree in communications and graphics design? Well, that's because when you looked at those little spots on the map, you think all 10 million people could fit in the churches there? No. They couldn't fit in the storefronts and the new churches, and so Nichelle's there taking what's proclaimed inside the church walls beyond through radio and social media so that all 10 million people can hear the good news of Jesus Christ. Urban Markey are such faithful veteran missionaries. As new leaders are trained, they've been sent on as well to the Dominican Republic, where the newest seminary has been started in the last 55 years, a Spanish-speaking seminary in Latin America. And 100 women are studying at that seminary, theological training to go back and to be what we would call either parish assistants or deaconesses or directors of Christian education and the like. And all of that is to follow the lead of Jesus. You see this next picture here, the newest church in Dominican Republic, and maybe some of you have taken a cruise there or vacation. Oh, there's more than just laying on the beach that's happening there. People are hearing about Jesus. This is in Lissy, Dominican Republic, a new church dedicated February of this year through the missionary team. And what I like about the seminary in the Dominican Republic is that every one of the professors have to be participating in one of the 5 church plants on the island. So it's not just academics. It's getting your hands dirty and getting out in the community to share Christ. As we think about the work of missionaries, one of our prayers at Mission Central is that you adopt these missionaries like Herb and Markey out there serving in the front lines on your behalf. They've been assigned to a new country to help a young missionary family, Duane and Elizabeth Meisner. They're in the country now of Belize and doing the same thing that they've done in Peru, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. This text, when we look at it and meditate on it and think about what the Lord is doing, He's going village to village. He's sending His church even today. And you see that when He's sending the 12. And He sends them out 2 by 2. And He sends each of you as well. Your gifts and your support go to these frontline missionaries. But that doesn't mean that you're not a missionary right here. When I think of challenging contexts, I think of Africa. Maybe some of you have lived in Africa or served in Africa. You know, it's 3 times the size of the United States, and I want to talk to you about this veteran missionary family as well, Pastor Derry and his wife, Nurse Stephanie Schulte. They've been serving. It's not their first assignment there. They were deployed there years ago. And he's the West Africa missionary supervisor. And the missionaries, you can see in that list, a little hard to read, but they're between East Africa and West Africa. And Pastor Gary and his wife is in West Africa, helping seminaries like this one in the Lutheran Church of Ghana, or these students here that then go out into the villages. They were in Dapong, Togo at the other seminary. And then they went back to where they've been before, to help a new missionary couple to Sierra Leone, West Africa. And you think of Sierra Leone, you know what that house is you're looking at? That's the house where the first missionaries lived before the Civil War from 1991 to 2002. You know what they found? It looks like it's been through a civil war, doesn't it, Pastor? Where's the paint? Where's the carpet? They found 5 families living in that home. They were wanting to get back a few years before, but then what broke out in Sierra Leone? The Ebola epidemic. And lots of additional lives lost. And now as they go back and they see, and they go shop, and they start to look at what God is doing in that place, what are they finding? Dear saints, even when the community is against us, they're finding that right there, that the gates of hell have not conquered over the Lord's church. And so no matter how much you might get rejected like Jesus in trying to share Him, you remember that Jesus is still Lord. He's still in His mission. And they're going, they're finding some of the Lutheran schools, and we've got a couple slides here. We'll quickly just show you here of Sierra Leone, that one country of where the church has grown and the schools are still thriving, and the kids, and even in places where there's the most loss of life, they have grown as the church. The first missionaries worked in the east part of Sierra Leone, and now there's tribal leaders there in the Temba area, right in the central and northern part, that are saying, come and plant as many churches as the Lord leads you to. That's Jesus at work. Still today, going village to village through your missionaries to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. As we move through the rest of this brief overview, I want to share a little bit about Nurse Stephanie and her work. She's been a nurse in West Africa, and she's doing a lot more than just taking care of the missionary kids. There's about 40 little kids, like the ones sitting right up here. Young little missionary kids as their mom and dads are serving all over the countries of Africa. She also helps organize Mercy Medical Teams. And here's some pictures. You see the next three or four pictures here of some of the other missionaries that are nurses, and they take supplies, and they work with the ministries of health, and in about 5 to 7, sometimes 10 days, they treat about 1,000 people through Mercy Medical Teams. I don't know if you wonder, what's holding up the increase of Mercy Medical Teams? It's the need for more volunteers to come over, nurses and doctors, and to join these missionaries to carry out this work. And of course, there on the Mercy Medical Teams are also evangelists and pastors, and they work with the local health clinics and communities to go to the places that have no doctor. So it takes some months of prayer and planning. But you'll see in this next picture what God is doing. Yeah. Lots of little babies being born to their surprise. But one of the recent Mercy Medical Teams, mom and dad brought baby Charles. And this baby Charles right there in that picture. And I want you to remember this, because Jesus is still in mission. Little baby Charles had a birth defect, and his little brain was outside of his head. And so the missionaries saw right away he wasn't going to be with them very long. But they knew in that village of Tanzania, at that point in time, Jesus had him at the right spot in his mission to baptize little baby Charles. And little baby Charles, you're going to get to see him again someday with Jesus in heaven. That's part of the frontline work of what nurses and doctors and evangelists and pastors, Herb Birch and Markey, and Gary and Stephanie Schulte are doing on your behalf around the world. So as we conclude with our text, and here's some just additional, a few pictures that you can kind of see a survey of some of the teams and their ongoing teaching with youth around the world. I want us to sum up and to take a look closely at that text from Mark chapter 6 today. Take a look at how it ends. There in verse 12 and following, what does that say? And what does that mean for your life? It says, so they, that means the disciples. So they went out and they proclaimed that people should repent and follow Jesus. And they did many other things, and the Lord was with them. Dear saints, in this additional focus on mission and partnership with Mission Central, may you go forth as missionaries sharing Christ. If the Lord moves you to adopt one of these missionaries and provide financial support, wonderful. That's how the Lord today is keeping your missionaries in the mission field. They have to raise 100% of their support. Some of you may say, Pastor, like we were talking there in Bible class, I don't have a spare dime. That's okay too. If you have spare time, pray for these missionaries in the front lines as they share Jesus. And may you go forth and share Christ today in this community. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Again, for those who may not be fully aware of what our Mission of the Month program is, it is for your offerings. Again, you can mark your offering envelope where you can use the response forms or the worship folder. Offerings throughout the month of July will go directly to Mission Central. But beyond our offerings, also our prayers, And certainly, if you would like to be involved in a short-term mission team, or if you just want to go to Mickleton, Iowa sometime and see an old red barn, it's not really an old red barn. We'd love to do that as well. Again, I continue prayer work and sending missionaries for our Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, to all different points of the world. This morning, as the ushers are getting offerings for our Lutheran Church, St. Paul, we ask both members and guests, if not yet taking time, please take some time now to let the information requested in the registration book is right along the center aisle, the black book that stood there. You would open it up, fill it out, pass it on a little beside you. And also, once it reaches the outside aisle, just send it back to the center. If it's in a place, you just get it up when the offerings are carried forward. It's also that time of year when CGSC students and families are arriving. You'll see some new faces around you today. If you see somebody you don't know, say hello and say hi while we're gathering at the offering, or again, as we exit the sanctuary here this morning.